This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. People charged with crimes often have to pay fines and court costs in order to move on with their lives. Sometimes they have to pay the victims. Many people in Miami-Dade County have been asked to pay something different, donations to charities. WLRN's Danny Rivero brings us this investigation into a practice by the Miami-Dade Prosecutor's Office that many say is a requirement, not a donation.
New developments in the intricate murder-for-hire plot involving the owner of a local supermarket chain.
In 2011, the former owner of the Presidente supermarket chain was accused of hiring hitmen to kill someone. After the murder, Manuel Marin fled to Spain, where he remained off the grid.
The alleged killer and mastermind of the conspiracy thought he'd gotten away with it.
Until one day in 2018, when Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle announced arrests.
43-year-old Camilo Salazar was found beaten, burned, tortured, and his throat had been slashed from ear to ear.
One of the people arrested was Manuel's son Yadiel in Miami.
His financial support from Miami is what allowed his father to remain free in Spain all these years.
In Miami, Yadiel Marin faced charges of being an accessory after the fact to murder for helping his father live on the run. And then prosecutors announced that they reached a deal with the son. They would drop the charges down to a misdemeanor if the son agreed to pay a $10,000 donation to a charity. A charity the prosecutor's office helped create. And that office also makes decisions about how that donation money is spent.
Huge red flags and constitutional issues.
Ashley Thomas is the Florida director of the Fines and Fees Justice Center, a group that wants to change the role money plays in the criminal justice system.
Requirement to pay a donation to a fund created and controlled by a state attorney is going to raise significant conflict of interest questions.
A WLRN investigation reviewed more than 1,000 pages of documents, emails, and financial records from the state attorney's office. We found that millions of dollars in, quote, charitable contributions have been raised from defendants over the last decade. And it's an internal committee inside the prosecutor's office that makes decisions about where those charitable contributions should be spent. The records show the money goes to nonprofits in Miami-Dade County. Tens of thousands of those dollars have been sent to groups close to the state attorney, Catherine Fernandez-Rundle. Her office declined several requests to make her available for an interview. The biggest donation her office got from a defendant was a $100,000 payment. It was part of a settlement with a man who was accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Miami-Dade Department of Aviation. Once the money was paid, prosecutors agreed to stop prosecuting the case. Again, attorney Ashley Thomas.
Are they doing it in the interest of justice and because it's the right outcome for that particular case? Or are they doing it in the interest of their own charity? And that is the question that's raised when, you know, you see these massive payments, such as $100,000, that's directed towards one of these funds that's controlled by the state's attorney.
Last year, a federal civil trial connected to that case went up to a federal appeals court. A judge ruled that the $100,000 payment was not a donation, no matter what prosecutors call it. He said it's actually a criminal penalty. The money was paid, and prosecutors agreed not to pursue the case. But criminal fines are controlled by statute. The state legislature oversees how that money is collected and used. That's not the case when the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office tells defendants, make this donation and your case will go away. And that same office, not the state, decides what happens to that money.
I mean, if you speed, it's pretty objective. You're going over the speed limit. You got to pay a fine. The fine is set by the statutes.
Oliver Dunford is an attorney in West Palm Beach who takes on cases that question how governments raise revenue.
But in this case, there seems to be a lot more discretion. In other words, they can charge one party $10,000 or ask them to donate $10,000. They could ask another party to donate $100,000.
Michelle Estland is familiar with one of the state attorney's charities called the Denise Moon Memorial Fund. Estland is a defense attorney who until recently was the Miami chapter president of the Florida Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers.
The fund itself benefits, from my understanding and my research, a good number of very, very worthy causes in Miami that happen to align with my personal beliefs.
The charity supports services for people who are homeless, victims of domestic violence, and helping with immigration cases. The option of putting money into this fund has helped Estland's clients get out of trouble. But the way the fund operates does concern her.
You know, we'd like to say that money plays no role in the criminal justice system, and we know that that's just not true. There are going to be opportunities available to people in different circumstances that are not available to everyone else. With respect to somebody who has the opportunity or the means to make a donation, then yeah, that's going to open up another option for how the case might be closed out.
Guidelines for federal prosecutors prohibit this kind of practice because of potential conflicts of interest. Guidelines for prosecutors in the state of Florida don't have any similar restrictions. In a statement, State Attorney Fernandez Rundle's office noted that there are no state or federal statutes that prohibit what her office has been doing, and said these charity payments, quote, can help improve life in Miami-Dade County. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And you can read more about this investigation at WLRN.org.